Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In May of 1978, if you're old enough to remember, May of 1978, two world leaders were shot. They had an assassination attempt on them. First happened in our country. President Ronald Reagan was shot outside the Washington Hilton in Washington, D.C. And then a few weeks later, on May 13th, another world leader was shot. He was about to give an address that would affect me eventually. I didn't know it at the time. He had planned to talk about marriage, but he was shot before he could. He was shot by Ali Agha in St. Peter's Square. Of course, we're talking about now Blessed John Paul II. He had intended to talk about a new institute. Now, he had only been Pope for under a year. And he knew that the family was under attack. The definition of marriage was being under attack. And he wanted to do something demonstrative to show the world, to show Catholic Christians, that the Church cares. And so on that day, he was going to announce the beginning of a new institute that will be called eventually the John Paul II Institute for Marriage and Family Studies. Now, as he was recuperating, he had time to think more about his project. And then the following May 13th, he went to Fatima, because that's the day of Our Lady of Fatima. He was attacked again by a deranged priest with a knife. It's almost as if Satan was trying to prevent him from making this declaration, because it was on that day, May 13th, 1979, that he finally gave that address, starting this new institute, and he asked bishops to send as many priests to this institute as possible. This would be a pontifical institute that would offer a pontifical degree, a license in sacred theology. Well, how does that affect me? Well, when I entered seminary, I really didn't know about this new institute. The only campus there was in Rome. I was studying in Washington, D.C. But then when I left the Discalced Carmelites, graduating with a master's in divinity, I entered into this new institute. It had just started. I was in the second graduating class. I ended up graduating in 1991. And I can tell you that they're very, very concerned about the family, about what is happening in our culture. So when I came to the Diocese of Peoria, was eventually ordained in 92, the bishop asked the young priest to be involved in pre-canum, to be involved in helping couples prepare for marriage. And so I did that for a number of years. And a part of my talk would always distress that marriage was under attack, and that we would come to see a day in the United States where they would legalize homosexual unions and call it marriage. Whenever I would say that, people would shake their head. Oh, Father, you're too far right, you're too far out there, or our country would never go that far. Well, here we are 20 years later, and state after state is trying to institute a new marriage. But they really can't, can they? You can't just make up the term. The term has to be organic. It has to come from nature. And this is what marriage is. It's a natural union that produces children. At least it ought to. And when you do something to thwart that offspring or future offspring, you're going against nature. You're going against God's divine plan. And when enough couples do that, what happens? There's no growth. You die on the vine. Marriage is under attack. Family life is under attack. The reason why I bring all this up is our Holy Father, our new Pope, Pope Francis, just about a year now, he's been as Pope, he too is very concerned about family life. And he has asked the cardinals to come together for a special meeting. In fact, the meeting was to be next year in 2015. But he said, this is too important. I want to have two sessions on this. And so this past week, 120 cardinals or so came to Rome, to the Vatican. And there they were discussing with the Pope what to do, what they can do. And then they'll have another meeting next year with the bishops of the world. Again, we need to recognize that marriage is under attack in our society, in our culture. What can we do? Well, first, we have to be holy. Be holy, for I am holy, says the Lord in the first reading. And then the Gospel, Jesus changes it to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. We are called to follow after Christ. We're called to give ourselves totally to Him. That means our fertility. That means our futures. We're called to trust in God and not in ourselves. So, we are to pray. We are to abandon ourselves to His divine providence. We should be learning ways of holiness, ways of prayer, in season and out of season, as St. Paul says. We should be willing to defend the church, to defend the natural law. So we need to pray. So I want to encourage you, we're coming up on the season of Lent, begins March 5th. Think about something serious now to give up for Lent. Think about something serious as a family or as an individual spiritual challenge to come to Friday Stations of the Cross, come to extra to daily Mass, to pray the Rosary if you haven't done so. If you're saying one mystery, say two. If you can come, join the ladies and the men who are part of our Rosary group. Pray the Rosary before Mass. Just 20 minutes. What a wonderful way to prepare yourself for the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Spend time in the Eucharistic Chapel. Spend time with prayer and reading Scripture. Do all of these things. Why? To be holy, as your Heavenly Father is holy.